98, Rashi, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, the toiling kol chomish, that it hangs on the fifth hour, meaning it's asur, ba'achila ba'mutar banah. The name of Halacha Rabbi Meir, the oichlin kol chomish, that you are allowed to eat all the fifth hour, the hasosam on Tanakavase, because there's a stam mishnah like him, the tnan, like we learned in the Mishnah, kol shoshim utalechel, any hour or any time that it's permitted to eat. Machel b'heim l'chayel lo'ifus, it's permitted to eat, to feed, to a domestic animal, a wild animal, to birds. Demashma, that it implies, kasheinu mutalechel, that when it's not permitted to eat, einay machil, he's not allowed to feed it. V'i Rabbi Yehuda, and if Rabbi Yehuda, ha'ika chomesh, but there is the fifth hour, de'enoi oichel, that he is not allowed to eat, umachil, yet he is allowed to feed. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, el Rabbi Meir he, but it's like Rabbi Meir, the Omar, that he says, oichel ad chilas sheish, he can eat until the beginning of the sixth, o mishah she'enoi oichel, and from the time that he's not allowed to eat, ein machil, he's not allowed to feed. Mishum dekashya muter. So we answer because of a question with the word mutter. The perek kol shah, in the perek of kol shah, makshinon, we ask, kol shah she oichel, machil mi boile. It should have said, whenever that he eats, he feeds. Umutter mashma, and the word mutter implies, kol shah she mutter odam acher lechel, that when another person is allowed to eat, machil ze ha'asur lechel, this other person who's forbidden to eat can still feed it to the animals. And because of the pressing of this question, or the difficulty of this question, we established that Mishnah like Rama Gamliel, and this is what that Mishnah is saying, any hour that a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma, Machan Yisrael Chulin LeBehema, Yisrael is allowed to feed chulin to his animal, alma, so we see, stam Allah, like Rabbi Meir, this stam Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. So then we said, Rabbi Gamliel, but masnissin in our Mishnah, why don't we say that that stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Gamliel in our Mishnah? So then we answered, lav machriyahu, he's not a compromiser. Kedaparishis lekamim apirkin, like I explained later on in our perek, de'ein hachroas das shlishis. Machras, that the compromiser of a third opinion is not considered a compromise. Meaning, v'hachras das shlishasi, and this is a compromise of a third opinion. Daharami meir, Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi meir, Rabbi Yehuda, loy airi, they're not talking about that there is any difference, or there's any relevance of difference between the time of Truma and the time of Chulin. If we would have learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Meir says, Echad Chulin Vechad Truma, Kol Chomesh, whether Chulin or whether Truma, all the fifth. Rabbi Yehuda says, Echad Chulin Vechad Truma, Kol Arba, all of the fourth. Rabbi Gamliel came and said, Chulin Kol Arba, Truman Kol Chomesh, that Chulin is the fourth and Truma the fifth. Have a hachra, that would be a compromise. Aval hashta, but now, the inhu loy itku truma b'chulin klal, that they, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, did not mention truma and chulin at all, v'loy gilu daitam, and they didn't reveal their opinion. Sheyeheshem remez din lechalik b'neim, and they didn't give any hint that there should be a difference between them. Lav hachrahi, that's not considered a compromise. Elodas shlishis, rather, it's considered a third opinion.